Hello all, and welcome to episode number 6 of Zach's Tech Talk Tuesday. My name is Ryan McQueeny. I'm a content writer and editor here at Zach's. And as a reminder, Tech Talk Tuesday is our exclusive show for all of our tech-focused investors out there. Today, we're going to be talking about the latest trend throughout the social media industry, and that's exclusive programming. So over the past few years, we've gotten used to the idea of new media and video streaming companies like Netflix, Hulu, and Amazon Prime producing their own high-quality content. But now it looks like the social media giants are set to enter the original programming war, too. So there's been a lot of recent developments in this space. Last week, we learned about a pair of major stories from two industry leaders. For one, we heard that Twitter was set to join forces with financial news outlet Bloomberg to launch a 24/7 news program on its own platform. And then apparently Twitter is preparing to launch this exclusive financial news live stream this fall. We also heard reports that Snap Inc. has actively secured deals with the likes of NBC Universal, ABC, A&E, Discovery, as well as the National Football League, to produce content for its own new live TV concept. This Snapchat TV idea will apparently revolve around 3 to 5 minute shows based on existing popular franchises that will be available to watch on the Snapchat app. It's basically like Snapchat stories for existing TV shows, building on the existing name. Both of these stories were covered in depth on the latest episode of the Zach's Friday Finish Line, and I encourage you to check that out if you want the full details there. We go into more on each of those ideas, and we also discuss Hulu's latest live streaming package. But now, apparently, Facebook is getting in on the action, too. So we learned about this over the weekend. And according to a recent report from Business Insider, Facebook is set to premiere its first slate of programming in mid-June. Apparently, this initial slate will include about 2 dozen shows, and several more have been greenlit for production. The Business Insider report also revealed something interesting about Facebook's vision for its original programming. So I want to keep in mind that Snap Inc., 3 to 5 minute shows, building on existing names, Twitter partnering with a news outlet to do 24/7 news. Those are those visions. Here is Facebook's vision from what we understand from this Business Insider report. Facebook is looking to establish what seems like a two-tier system of quality, if you will, if that makes sense. Stick with me here. The social media behemoth wants big-budget, full-length shows that would make sense on TV, but it also wants shorter, less expensive shows that are more similar to Snapchat's idea. The recent Business Insider report even went so far as to name drop one of the specific upcoming shows. So apparently Facebook has greenlit this virtual reality dating show in association with Condé Nast Entertainment, in which people go on virtual reality dates before actually meeting in person. So that's one specific idea. But I will say that Business Insider sources apparently frequently compared the idea that Facebook has for its high-quality exclusive shows to that of Netflix's House of Cards. We also know that Facebook has tapped A-list celebrities, and for now, it plans on streaming the shows for free with ad support. At the head of Facebook's original programming push is a guy named Ricky Van Veeme, a co-founder of College Humor that Facebook hired back in December as its, quote, global creative strategy chief. So he and his team have been meeting with media companies, hearing pitches for shows, working on getting the shows that have been greenlit the funding they need. So that's what we know specifically about what kind of content we can expect from Facebook at this point. We can speculate, of course, and I speculate on this show a lot, so I'll take the liberty of doing so for a bit. And it is my opinion that if Facebook wants to be a leader in this kind of new social media original programming, it should also approach live event streaming. So coming at it from taking a little bit of what Twitter is doing with the live news coverage and what Snap is doing with the exclusive shows, do both. The company already partners with news outlets to cover things like the debates and the recent presidential election cycle, but it would be even more interesting to see Facebook's own coverage of something like this or a live sporting event. We obviously know Facebook is interested in sports to some level. Mark Zuckerberg has mentioned it himself, saying in a recent earnings call, quote, "Sports is probably something that we'll want to try at some point." Obviously a little vague, no timeline on that. But Facebook's sports coverage, it, to me, seems inevitable. It's one of the core live event platforms that I think media companies are going to want to have. It's important, and it, coming from Facebook's perspective, another way to get people engaged with something that they're already a fan of. Taking a step back again, though, what does this all mean for investors? Well, it means just as we were getting used to original programming from the video streaming giants, new competitors are already entering the market. So I also think it's interesting to note that, at least in all of these cases, we are looking at social media companies working with more traditional media companies to produce the content. So when we saw Netflix and Amazon first getting into original content, those streaming giants, who were, mind you, in direct competition with some traditional media and broadcast companies to win over the growing number of cord cutters, they were either funding their own projects or scooping up the rights to independent projects. We'll have to wait to see exactly what direction Facebook goes. We'll have to see exactly what the shows look like when they're made or when they're announced. But Snap and Twitter's recent plans are fundamentally rooted in cashing in on existing names. Twitter cashing in on the Bloomberg brand, a leader in financial news. Snap going with traditional studios that have established popular shows that they're going to produce additional content for the Snapchat platform. So does Facebook go in that direction, or does it go in the Netflix direction? We're seeing with this VR dating show that it is this new idea in association with a smaller media company. So kind of looks like more of the Netflix direction. But then again, once this becomes official, we could see the smaller, perhaps lower budget shows that were referenced in the Business Insider report actually take the shape of what Snapchat is doing in partnering with existing shows and creating additional content. So maybe a little bit of column A, a little bit of column B. Another thing I want to highlight here, and this is going to be crucial for long-term Facebook investors, is the fact that this is coming out this summer in the middle of a year that Facebook promised us would include aggressive spending on new projects. And sure, that also includes bringing on a ton of new AI-focused engineers. They're building data centers, really injecting a ton of money into a bunch of other projects. But maybe this was a big part of that plan all along. So either way, I think Facebook investors should be happy about this plan. Obviously, the company has done an unbelievable job of growing its user base, but eventually, someday down the line, these growth metrics will plateau. And it's going to be important for new sources of revenue like this to come in and establish themselves and build recognition, have people comfortable with the platform. And then along the line, Facebook can continue working on ways to generate revenue from them. Also, I will mention that this seems to be putting Facebook in direct competition with YouTube, which is the kind of number one leader in ad-supported free video content. And YouTube, a company that has been going through serious changes and recently announced a whole new slew of exclusive programming there. So I think it's a big deal. I think it's a really interesting new trend in the social media industry, but I want to hear your guys' thoughts. What do you think about this new idea from Facebook, and which social media company's content plan seems the smartest? Shoot us an email at podcast@zacks.com. You can also check out all of our other exclusive audio content at zacks.com/podcast. Please remember to subscribe and leave us a rating on Apple Podcasts. Thanks again for joining us, and we will see you next time on the Zacks Tech Talk Tuesday.